Blog Talk Radio.
I'm willing to wait on you. Wait on you, Lord. I'm willing to wait on you. Wait on you, Lord. With my heart, with my mind, with my soul, with my heart, with my mind, with my soul, I'm willing to wait on you, wait on you, Lord. I'm willing to wait on you, wait on you, Lord. Sometimes I get tired, sometimes I feel like giving up, but I just keep on praying and crying, Lord, give me strength, strength to hold on, strength to carry on, waiting on the Lord. With all of my heart, I'm willing to wait on you, wait on you, Lord. I'm willing to wait on you, wait on you, Lord. I'm willing to wait on you, wait on you, Lord. I'm willing to wait on you, Lord, wait on you, Lord. I just keep holding on. I don't want to give up, but I look to the heavens, to my God above. God so loved the world, He gave His only Son. God is the only one that gave up His love. His love is so rich. His love is so real. His love is so kind. I thank God for my mind. I thank God for His love. His love from heaven above, His sin's only God and Son, to wake us up from the love. God is so good. God is so kind. God, I can't stop thinking You out of my mind. God is so real. He's something you can feel. We don't have to give up because of His love. I'm willing to wait on you, Lord. Wait on you, Lord. I'm willing to wait on you. Wait on you, Lord. I'm willing to wait on you, Lord. Wait on you, Lord. I'm willing to wait on you, Lord. Wait on you, Lord. I can't give up. He's been too good. You can't give up, people of God. He's been so good. His unmerited favor He gave to us. Oh, what a blessing from heaven above. Just be still and know that God is good. 'Cause God won't give up on you. Be still and know who He is. Because God has wisdom for His. Oh, you gotta be willing to wait on Him. You gotta wait on the Lord. Gotta be willing to wait on Him. Wait on the Lord. I'm willing to wait on you, Lord. Wait on you, Lord. I'm willing to wait on you, Lord. Wait on you, Lord. Amen. Willing to wait on God. Amen. Glory be to God. He told us to be still and know that He is God, and that's He that made us and not we ourselves. Amen. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Amen. To those that's listening. Amen. God's blessings upon you and yours. Amen. We're getting ready, amen, to come from the book. Amen. That everybody knows, the book of James. We're coming from the book of James. We're coming from the fourth chapter. And we're going to start at the fourth verse. The book of James, fourth chapter, fourth verse. And it reads, adulterers and adulteresses, do you not know that the friendship with the world is the enmity with God? Whoever therefore wants to be a friend of the world makes himself an enemy of God. Now this is James, the fourth chapter, fourth verse. And it's telling us that if you want to be, you can't have God in the world. And he's letting us know that the friendship of the world is enmity with God. And it lets us know also that if you want to make yourself a friend of the world, you're going to become an enemy of God. Because no man can serve two masters. And God said, you know what? He wants us, amen, to serve him and serve him only. Amen. We cannot have two gods in our life because one of them, amen, going to be lacking. One of them, amen, we're not going to be paying enough attention to. Amen. So God wants to be first in our life. Amen. That's why he told us to first seek ye the kingdom of heaven. He said all these and all his righteousness. And they said everything else will be added unto you. Amen. So we got to seek God first and we got to keep him first. We still at James 4th chapter. Now we're at the 5th verse. He says, or do you think that the scripture says in vain, the spirit who dwells in us yearns jealously? God letting us know that the scripture is not in vain. And the spirit, it yearns, it dwells in us and it yearns jealously. That means it wants us. You know, it wants us bad, amen. You know, it yearns for us. It lusts for us. It wants us, amen, to love him, amen. The spirit who dwells in us, it yearns jealously. That means God said, you know, he's a jealous God. He said they don't have no other God before him. And when you yearn for something, I mean, it's something you want badly. You know, it's something you're really, sometimes that you can't really have. Amen. But you yearn for it. You lust for it. That means you want it. Amen. Glory be to God. But he gives more grace. Therefore, he says, God resists the proud and gives grace to the humble. Many times I preach this. God don't want to have nothing to do with the proud because he resists you. He don't want to have nothing to do with you. But he said he gives grace unto the humble. Amen. 7th verse. Therefore, submit to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. A lot of times the devil don't flee from a lot of us because we don't allow him to flee. We want the devil. We try to keep the devil. Amen. We go around the things of the devil. The Bible said, come out from under the unclean thing and be ye separated. He said, then I will receive you unto myself. Then you shall be my people. Then I shall be your God. But God cannot be our God if we keep going around uncleanness, things that unrighteous, things that's unholy. Amen. He told us, amen, to separate ourselves. Amen. Glory be to God. He told us resist the devil and he will flee from you. You cannot resist the devil if you keep playing with the devil. You keep toying with the devil, going around the devil, messing with the devil. How are you going to resist something, don't have nothing to do with and stay away from it? Amen. When you keep going around it. The Bible said that men love what? Darkness rather than light. That's why their deeds are done in the dark. A lot of times you notice people do things in the dark. They don't do it, you know, in the light, but they do stuff they know ain't right when it's dark, when they feel like nobody can't see them, when they think ain't nobody watching. But remember, God said he neither slumbers nor sleeps.
He's beholding the good and the evil. He know every hair on your head and its number. He said you can't make one hair white and one hair black. Amen. Let me tell you something. God is the one that sits high and he looks low. Amen. Let me tell you something. He can go to the lowest valley and he can go to the highest mountain. Amen. And let me tell you something. He said his ears weren't too heavy that he couldn't hear you. His arms weren't too short that he could not save. Amen. But a lot of times the people of God will not resist the devil. They like it. They keep on going around it. Sometimes people think they're strong and they can handle it. Amen. Sometimes we can't handle it. Amen. Glory be to God. The devil be handling us. Amen. We supposed to be resisting him, having nothing to do with it, staying away from him, but we don't resist it. We're supposed to have that shield. We're supposed to have the whole armor of God that we may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. That means our schemes, the tricks and trades of the enemy. But we don't put on our armor, amen, when we want to go do certain things. Or we want to go out here and we want to gamble. When we want to go out here and lie on somebody and we want to have sex, we don't put on the armor of God. We leave our armor, what, at home. We abandon that armor. But God said that, you know what? He told us that we were able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You don't put that armor on. That's just like when somebody go out to a war. If you go out to a war, anybody knows you got to put on your helmet. You got to have your gun. You got to have some more bullets. You know what I mean? You got to have on all your gear that Uncle Sam give you. And see, God give us gear. Amen. He give us the helmet of salvation. He give us the sword, which is the spirit of God. He give us the breastplate, which is our righteousness. Then he said that the loins be girded with truth. Amen. Glory be to God. Then he told us, amen, our feet be shod with the preparation of the gospel of Christ. Amen. We got to be prepared. Amen. We got to be what? Feet got to be ordered. Amen. And steps, amen, of God. Amen. The good steps are ordered by God, of a good man, amen. His steps is ordered by the Lord. And a lot of times people's steps is not ordered by God, amen. Their steps are being ordered by somebody else. He said, my sheep hear my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. They're hearing strange voices, thinking that it's God. They're hearing other people, and they know that these people ain't living right. They listen to people, amen, that's wishy-washy. As the Bible said, they're heaping up teachers with itching ears. That's the word of God. Glory be to God. Don't just tune in with James. We're now at the fourth chapter, now at the eighth verse. He said, draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. He's telling the sinner man, your hands, cleanse your hands. He said, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Remember, the Bible said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. You toss to and fro with every wind doctrine by the slave of man. That means anything somebody tells you, you'll go with it. You up and down. You want to serve God, the next minute you don't. One minute you have faith, the next minute you don't have faith. One minute you believe God, and next minute you don't believe God. See, we got to have faith, amen. That faith that's going to stand, amen. And see, that's why you got to know your word, amen. See, when the devil know that you don't know your word, he'll have you, amen. Tossed to and fro, amen. You won't be rooted and you won't be grounded in God's words like you're supposed to. So a lot of times the devil has uprooted a lot of us, amen. We go out in the world and we let people uproot the word of God out of us. We let doubt come in. We let people come and talk to us that say stuff that's not right and people that's double-minded. And we let all kind of stuff, amen, that's wishy-washy in us. So it uproots us. And then we let the things and the cares of this world uproot the word of God out of us, amen. The Bible says the word of God, it's got to take root in you. In order for the word of God to take root in you, you're going to have to, what's going to fall on good ground. And then you're going to let it bring forth some fruits, amen. That means you're going to have some patience, amen. You're going to be still and know that it's God. It's God. He that made us, not we ourselves. That means you're not going to quickly jump and try to do something when things don't go your way, when it don't happen when you want it to. That means you're going to have patience. Let patience have its perfect work. Patience is going to bring forth the fruit in your life. If you be still and believe God, amen. Amen. That's just like when you go plant a garden, and when you go plant that garden, that don't mean that that fruit gonna come up right then and there when you plant it. You gotta keep watering that plant and watering that plant. Then next thing you know, you're gonna see the seed coming up out of the ground, amen. Then it's gonna bring forth, amen, some little buds on it. Then the buds gonna bring up what kind of fruit that it is, amen. We got to know who God is. We got to be still, amen. Stand up and be counted for. Stop letting the devil knock us down, amen. Glory be to God. He said, a just shall live by faith. You ain't living by sight. Too many Christians living by what they see and not by what they know, amen. You got to know your word, amen. Glory be to God. As I said, the word of God has to take root in you, amen. Glory be to God. That means you got to have that word of God in you. And when you have it in you, you got to water it. Just like somebody plant, water a plant. That means read that word every day. Let that word be watered in you every day. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Those just tuned in, we're now at the ninth verse of James, the fourth chapter. It says, lament and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he will lift you up. Did you not hear that? He said, humble yourself in the sight of God. He said, he'll lift you up. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all men unto me. We got to humble ourselves in God. And God gonna lift us up, those that stay humble. And you know what? Let me tell you what the Bible, those that stay humble, God's gonna exalt you in due time. There's a time that God's gonna work. He's gonna exalt you. He's going to exalt you above your enemies. He's going to exalt those that didn't have faith in you. He's going to exalt you with those that talked about you and lied on you. He's going to exalt you above those, amen, that didn't think you was going to be nothing, that you ain't going to be no good, amen. See, that's what kind of God is, amen. All we got to do is stand back and stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The right arm of the Lord will be revealed, amen, if we will have patience, amen, if we will be still and humble ourselves. A lot of times people don't want to humble themselves. Don't you know when you humble yourself, amen, that means, amen, that you're going to be obedient, amen. A humble person ain't got time for no mess. A humble person, amen, they gonna what? They gonna seek righteousness, amen. They gonna want to do what's right. They don't want to have nothing to do with evil, amen. They don't have to be seen, amen. Glory be to God. They don't have to parade themselves, amen. They don't have to have a pat on the back, amen. They ain't got to be told this and be told that, but they humble themselves. They're waiting on God, amen, because they know that God is the one that's gonna raise them up, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God will be the one that raise you up, not people. Amen. We got people, we want to be validated by people too much. And God's supposed to be the one to validate you. He's supposed to be the one to show that you're real and that you're his and that you're in him. And he's in you. Amen. But we don't see all of it. God is so good. And his mercy endure forever. He got an everlasting mercy, amen. And to those, amen, that keep themselves humble, and glory be to God, God is going to put you above your fellow man. He's going to make your enemy your footstool, amen. You ain't going to have to worry about your enemies, amen. Because you know what? God's going to show them who you are in him, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. God can't do nothing with somebody proud. He said he resists the proud. Let me tell you, somebody that's proud, amen, they stick their nose up. Think they're better than somebody. You can't tell them nothing, amen. They have their head so high up in the air, amen. They can't look down, amen. They're too busy, you know what, thinking they're up there, that they can't be touched, that they can't be brought down. A proud person, amen, is arrogant, amen. They think they know more than anybody. But an humble person, you can tell them something, amen. They'll listen to you. They'll walk away, amen. And even the Bible said a soft answer turns away wrath. That means you're being humble. Somebody might be cussing you out, amen, getting ready to fight you, but you walk away, amen. Not that you can't fight, not that you can't beat them, but you walk away because you're humble. You don't want to have nothing to do with evil. You don't want to have to do with no mess. Because God said, hold your peace. He said, I'll fight your battle. He said, the battle is not yours, but it's the Lord's. It's not our battle. We fight with flesh and blood, spiritual wickedness in high places. Don't you know that people doing some wicked stuff, that's sitting up in some high places, sitting up in the governments, sitting up in the White House, sitting up in the ministry, the preachers? Let me tell you something. They're sitting up, amen, in the courthouses. They're sitting up in the doctor's offices, sitting up in the hospital. They're sitting up everywhere in high places, sitting up kings and queens and princes. They're doing some stuff. That's the reason why the Bible said that we're supposed to pray for all those that are in authority, amen, that we'll live peaceably and godly with all men. You got to pray, amen, amen, for those, amen, that's in power. Those, amen, that's supposed to bring peace to the world, amen. Those, amen, that's supposed to be an example, amen. The Bible says, shun the very appearance of evil. He said, follow the thing that good is. God's people, amen, they humble like sheep, amen. And one thing a sheep will do, he will follow, amen, that shepherd, amen. That sheep, he don't eat anything. A sheep don't eat anything, but a goat will. A goat to eat paper, a goat to eat trash and everything else. But a sheep don't eat anything. That's why God used the parable of the sheep in the Bible. Let me tell you, a goat, he'll eat old nasty paper stuff that's been thrown out. He'll butt up against you. But a sheep won't. Sheep stay humble. Wherever the master lead them, the shepherd lead them, they'll follow. Because they know they're going to lead them, amen, in green pastures. They know they're going to watch over them. They know they're going to take care of them. They know they're going to keep them out of harm, hurt, or danger. And that's the way God is over his people. He watches over us. He said, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prosper. He said he give his beloved sleep. Let me tell you something. God said he has a future for us. Hope and a future, and he has an end for us also, amen. Then he got mansions, he said, in his house, you know, and he said if it wasn't so, he wouldn't tell us it was. Then he said the earth is his and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein. He told us he's our light, he's our salvation. Whom shall we be afraid of? Whom shall we fear? Amen. God got so many scriptures, amen, through the word of God that will watch over his people, that will comfort us. Remember, he said, I won't leave you comfortless. He has the Holy Spirit, amen. It talks to us, amen. The Bible says it's a keeper, it's a guider, and it'll bring all things back to your remembrance, what I have said unto you. The Holy Spirit, which is one of God's, amen, personalities, one of, amen, his trinities, amen. Glory be to God. God's going to bring us through no matter what we're going through, amen. We got to trust God. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end, amen. He's the Ancient of Days, amen. He's the wonderful Counselor, the Prince of Peace, the Rose of Sharon. That's who he is, amen. Glory be to God. He's the mother to the motherless and the father to the fatherless, amen. Glory be to God. He is that person. He said, I am that I am. Like he told the children, amen, of Egypt when he brought them out. Amen. Glory be to God. When he told his people, he brought them out of Egypt. He said, I am. But Moses said, who should I say told me or sent me? He said, tell them that I am. That means whatever you got, need God to be, whatever you want him to be, he said, that I am. If you want him, amen, to be a lawyer, he'll be a lawyer. If you need him to be water, amen, when you're thirsty, he'll be water. If you need him to be food when you're hungry, he'll be that food, amen. Whatever you need God to be, amen, at that time, God said, I'll be it, amen. He's a strong tower. He's a very present help in a time of trouble. Glory be to God. He's a rock of our salvation. He's a stone which the builders rejected. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now he's the chief cornerstone. Amen. Glory be to God. He's the one, amen, glory be to God, that's the mediator between us, amen, and the Father, amen. Because Satan is accuser of the brother. He's standing before not God day and night, accusing us. So God is mediating for us, amen. He's pleading our cause. Like David said in the 35th Psalm, plead my cause, O Lord. He pleading your cause, amen. You don't even see what God is doing, amen, but he is pleading your cause. He says, strive with them to strive with me. Fight against them that fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for mine help. And draw out the spirit that's persecuting me. For you say that I am thy soul. You are my salvation. You got to know who he is, amen. That's why David was a psalmist. He loved the Lord, amen. And he worshiped God, amen. Glory be to God. He worshiped God so much that, amen, that the Michelle, she despised him out of her heart, amen. He danced out of his clothes, amen, because he's a man after God's own heart. Not because he didn't make a mistake, but because, amen, every time he made a mistake, amen, he owned up what he did. He said, Lord, I have sinned against thee, and thee only have I sinned against. He said, cleanse out me from secret faults. David had some secret faults. Everybody talking about he's a man after God's own heart, which he was. But he let him know in the Psalms, amen, in the 51 Psalm, he had some secret faults. He told God to cleanse him, amen. Glory be to God. He said, Lord, I sinned against thee and thee only, amen. He was up there. He didn't throw his sins on nobody else, why he did this and why he did that. He just told God to create in me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. He knew that his heart needed to be changed. He knew that his heart, amen, needed to be washed, amen. Needed to be purified through the blood of Jesus Christ. So he told God to create in him because he is the creator, amen. And he can do all things, amen. And he can do anything but fail, amen. He's our righteousness, amen. Glory be to God. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, he is. David knew who he was. David, amen, he even had trust in God when he stood up against the giant Goliath, when everybody else was scared, amen. And he had something simple to destroy the giant with. Let me tell you something. The devil is something just simple we can destroy him with. Because God used the foolish things to confine the wise of the world. He don't use nothing all big and something that nobody don't know about. He used the stones and a slingshot. He used the David, amen, to conquer that giant when everybody else was scared and everybody else was hiding. And he was defying, amen, our God. David stood up, amen. Don't you know Goliath was almost 10 feet tall? He had on 1,000 pounds, amen, armor. His armor weighed about 1,000 pounds. And he was a giant about 10 feet tall. And look at little old David. His armor was God. He had the whole armor of God, which is what? The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the word which was his sword. That was his armor. He had God. He didn't have no bunch of heavy gear on made of iron. His iron was the rod of God. His staff comforted David, letting him know, amen, he wasn't going to never leave him nor forsake him. He would be with him even to the end of the world. David's helmet was salvation when Goliath had on one of those other types of helmets that they made for the Romans. He didn't have no sword. His sword was God's word. He had that slingshot and those stones, amen. And he hit the giant where it hurt it, amen. Where he was weak, God allowed him exactly, amen, to use that slingshot to take that stone and knock that giant out. And he fell hard. That's the reason why we got to keep on the arm of God, because the arm of God, he'll give you wisdom. And then he said, I give you pastors after my own heart that will feed you wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Let me tell you something. Wisdom, craft out in the street. Wisdom is calling us, amen. We need wisdom, amen, so we'll know how to fight the devil, amen. We need the wisdom, amen, so, amen, that we'll know when not to do wrong and what to do what's right. Wisdom will talk to you. Wisdom will show you things if you listen to her. We don't even listen to wisdom a lot of times. Knowledge, he comes for things for you to know. We don't listen to knowledge either. Understanding, she comes. She's there. She's patient. She's listening to you. Amen. Glory be to God. Telling you to be patient. Amen. But we don't hear her either. But we got a God, amen, that he will not fail us. He said heaven and earth going to pass away, but my word going to stand. And everything going down but the word of God. God's word is going to stand. We thank God for you listening this morning. Thank you, amen. World of Faith Outreach Ministry, located 5370 Stokes Ferry Road. All inquiries to P.O. Box 844, East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. We have Tuesday night Bible study at 7:15. Our Sunday school is 10 a.m. on Sunday, 11 a.m. worship. Also, amen, we'll be having our Family Friends Day on the 4th Sunday, the 23rd. We'll be going to Bias Church, amen, on his anniversary. Amen. We thank God for you. Also, amen, we'll be having our rainbow tea, amen, the 3rd Sunday in March. We have to keep these announcements in mind. Amen. And if we have any other announcements or programs, we will let you know. Amen. But we thank God for you listening this morning. He that have an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the church. And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.